The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I can and will be here with you for one more hour. I'm still here. Rochester, New York. Thank you to everybody at the University of Rochester, especially at the Medical Center. Thank you to all the deans, the students, the faculty who participated in the Media for the Movement Tour. Thank you all so much to Special Olympics athlete, my main man, Chris. He's a huge Buffalo Bills fan. And we all think that Josh Allen will be okay. We hope that he will. I'm going to share that conversation with you tomorrow. I'm going to do that tomorrow. We have so many callers on the line that I have to get to. I just want to encourage you. I don't care if you're in Kentucky, Kansas, Miami, Michigan, Maine, Portland, Oregon, Vermont, Texas. You could be here in New York next to Buffalo. You could be in Rochester. I don't care where you're at. I encourage you to go to specialolympics.org. Do that. But right now, we've been talking about coaches. The theme of coaches in sports. Jacques Vaughn is the official head coach now of the Brooklyn Nets. They passed on Ime Udoka and left him up in Boston to rot. Jeff Saturday is trying to figure out how to be an NFL head coach on the fly. Just coaches. And oh, yeah, by the way, Pete Carroll is like throwing Russell Wilson under the bus without doing it. He's like, I got Geno Smith. Geno Smith actually wears a wristband. It makes calling plays easier. Like, what an old man jab that is. Anyway, I gave you a top six list tonight. It's what I do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning. And because of all these coaches in the news, I decided to give you a list of some of the worst coaching performances and jobs ever. And this is a personal list to me. Let me give you a recap. At number six, I gave you Adam Gase. At number five, I gave you Rex Ryan. At number four, I gave you Bobby Petrino. At number three, I gave you Ime Udoka. At number two, so what? He's in the Hall of Fame. Tony La Russa, unfortunately, was a disaster. I hope he gets better. And then at number one, I gave you Urban Meyer. He started off in training camp by kicking a kicker. And then by the time we got to the regular season, after games, he was going out to bars and hanging out with women who weren't his wife. After losses. What a wild dude. A matter of fact, listen to Urban Meyer say sorry.
Had a very pointed conversation with him. Owning a stupid mistake that I made. And that a job of a coach is to, number one, health and safety of a player. Number two is motivate him and bring out the greatness in him. And number three is give him everything possible to be successful and give a great locker room. And then get the heck out of the way. And I apologize for distraction with a huge week coming up.
Yeah, well, there's a laundry list of things that he did, and he got fired. Now he's on television. What a loss, right? Meanwhile, I mentioned to you Pete Carroll, you know, bigging up his new guy, Geno Smith, and taking a veiled, quiet shot at Mr. Russell Wilson. This is what Pete Carroll had to say on Seattle Sports 710.
If you notice, Geno's going off the wristband, you know, and that's a big help. It's smoothed things out, sped things up, cleaned things up, and that's part of it too. And you know, we never did that before. There was resistance to that, so we didn't do that before.
Oh. Well, damn. Russell Wilson, just a bad guy. Well, Russell Wilson answered that. Listen.
Won a lot of games there without one on the wrist. But, you know, and I didn't know winning or losing mattered if you wore a wristband or not.
Oh, damn. These are fighting words, right? He sounds like two guys. Just sit in a room and give each other a hug.
Sounds like two nice guys.
Yeah, it just sounds like two nice guys having a fight. Oh, he didn't wear a wristband. Well, I won games without wearing a wristband, Daddy. Like, shut up. I bet you Pete Carroll whooped Russell Wilson's ass, though.
Whooped a lot of people's asses, man. He's the youngest 71-year-old I think I've ever seen.
Doesn't Pete Carroll, does he wear Nike Air Monarchs? He does, right?
Probably. He may coach another few years, by the way. I don't think he's done after this season.
Nah, he's not done.
Right.
But he does wear the shoes, the Air Monarchs. They're like the dad shoes.
That sounds right, and because he never stops moving either.
Yeah, he wears the khakis and the dad shoes. Nike Air Monarch, Pete Carroll. Hilariously, I saw, Pete Carroll wears Air Monarchs. He does. I saw that LeBron James was making fun of those in a commercial, but I know LeBron James has his own line of shoes. I don't know who wears them, but LeBron James might need to wear some Nike Air Monarchs. He needs to wear some dad shoes because tonight, as the Los Angeles Lakers lost another game, 114 to 101, the Lakers now fall to 2-9, and LeBron James, despite scoring 30 points and having another just ridiculous showing, he left the game with a sore left leg. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing here right now? Darvin Ham says LeBron James is experiencing left leg discomfort and will be evaluated by the team's medical staff. LeBron James won't return to the game due to left leg soreness. Well, the game is over. The Lakers lost, and LeBron's leg is sore. A couple of days ago, it was his foot. I think LeBron James just has a headache dealing with all of this with the Lakers, and part of it is his own problem, his own doing. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As we talk about coaches who have just done a terrible job at one point or another, if you missed the full explanation last hour, it's easy. The free Audacy app, AUDACY. Let's go to Paul and talk to him. He's calling from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
Hey, JR, what's going on? Sally, you know, I grew up watching this kid who actually won a national title, and you would never think someone from Boston, but this was my favorite college football team and still is. But I'd have to say Scott Frost has to be on there.
Yeah, and he just got the boot. He just got fired. You just said it. He was the chosen son out in Nebraska, and then they booted him.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't help, you know, coming into practice hungover. I mean, there was a lot of reports about that, like, you know, leaving practice early to go out drinking. And, yeah, it was a mess. You know what I mean? Total mess.
Well,
I was surprised because I actually thought, like you just said, you know, he was like, won a national title. I actually thought he was going to turn that program around. I really did, you know.
Yeah.
And it's too bad he didn't.
It's a tough way to go out when you're on top and then you come back and you are the guy and now you've been given the boot. Part of it is on. I'll tell you this much. This is semi-related. I hope that Mickey Joseph gets the full-time job. Fingers crossed.
Me too.
Paul, I appreciate you,
man. So far. No, thank you, JR. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling up from Boston. Chris is calling from Jacksonville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Chris.
What's up, JR? I'm just out here watching the storm go by, and it's not too bad.
You're just watching the storm. It's not too bad. What you talking about? What do you mean?
Hey, we're throwing hurricane parties for Category 1s down here. But that's neither here nor there. I'm pleasantly surprised that we have the same number one in Urban Meyer because it is egregious. But I figured you being in the national media, and I say that respectfully, it was going to be Pete Carroll's decision not to go with beast mode on the goal line in the Super Bowl, which, by the way, I might be the only person in America that didn't hate the call. And I'll tell you why. Do you remember beast mode's signature play? It should be a pretty easy one. It comes to mind. Who was it against?
The one where the rumble? The play shook? Okay.
Yeah, against the Saints. So that's where he was good at. Now, but I'm pretty sure I'm accurate on this. Within 2 yards on the goal line, he was 50-50. So my only problem was it wasn't a play-action pass or a bootleg, because then he would have been called the greatest, gutsiest coaching call in the history of the Super Bowl. But it's my take on that. Now, the one I called about, and I also have one that just came to mind during the break.
That wasn't what you called about? There's more?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Pete Rose, his decision to bet on his baseball team. Now, do I think the punishment fit the crime? No, I don't think he should have been banned for life. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. But rules are still rules, and this still is baseball. I think they overreacted. But this is a sport who we know that McGuire and Sosa were juiced in the 98, but we threw them under the bus in 04 when the Mitchell report came out. So that was mine. And then one, I won't get into the specifics. It's your show. I'll let you do that if you want to.
Oh, my goodness.
But Joe Paterno at Penn State.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, man. Yeah. We talking about a Sandusky? Oh, man.
Yeah.
All
like
right.
His decision to turn a blind eye. But I want to go into that if you want to. I'll definitely call in again.
I'm not. Thank you, Chris, for calling from Jacksonville. I'm not. Rex Ryan is enough for me. I don't need to get into Jerry Sandusky. I need to take another deep breath. I didn't expect that. Oh, my goodness. Somebody's going to call me up. Unfortunately, this is also Urban Meyer related. Somebody's going to call me up and tell me, Urban Meyer's terrible too. He was Hernandez. Oh, my God. 855-212-4CBS. Dan is here from Ohio. What's up, Dan?
Oh, hey, can you hear me?
I can. You're live. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say maybe that one year Jimmy Johnson coached the Dolphins. I think I remember that one time. I think that year the Jacksonville beat him, I think 61-7.
Yeah, it was a complete ass whooping. You are correct.
Yeah. I'll hang up. I just wanted to hear what you think about that. But hey,
oh, no, it happened. I mean, mostly when I think about Jimmy Johnson, I could think about the outlier time with the Dolphins, but I mainly remember him as being screwed by Jerry Jones. That stands out to me more. Dwayne is calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR.
What's up? What's going on?
I got a combo for you.
Uh-oh.
Dan Quinn and Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, man. Are we just going back to the Super Bowl?
Listen, just run the damn ball. How hard? I mean, you don't have to be a professional coach to know in that situation you run the damn ball.
Yeah,
do you agree?
You're asking me about the Super Bowl. What do you want me to say? The Falcons should have just thrown the ball until it was intercepted? I mean, what am I supposed to disagree with?
You're up, 23, 25, 3 minutes to go.
28-3.
And you don't run the ball. Matt Ryan takes a sack. I mean, somebody had to be calling the plays, whether it's Dan Quinn, Kyle Shanahan, whoever called for Matt Ryan to drop back when all they needed was a couple yards for a first down, game over.
Yeah,
I mean, my nine-year-old son could call that play.
Right,
Devontae Freeman,
yeah.
Off the right tackle, 2 yards, game over. Atlanta Falcons' first ever Super Bowl.
So what would you say if Dan Quinn became the head coach of the Cowboys?
Good for them.
Okay. All right.
Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan just has one of those punchable faces. If you know what I mean.
I don't. Well, and what happens if Kyle Shanahan wins the Super Bowl this year? What are we gonna say then?
Well, we're going to say he learned how to run a damn ball, probably.
Okay. Well,
Either that or the offensive coordinator done it for him.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Dwayne. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, I love your show, JR.
I appreciate you. Thank you. I love you back. No doubt. Rick is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for taking my call, JR, again.
Yes.
My choice is Bill Peterson. He was 1-18 for the Houston Oilers a long time ago in the 1970s.
Okay.
The other one is Burt Bell. Burt Bell had 6 seasons coaching in the NFL. He had a losing record. He was 10-46-2. He's another example.
And back up. Tell me more about Bill Peterson of the Oilers. Why was he so bad?
I lost that page on it.
You lost a page? I thought you knew.
Well, in the 1970s, Bill Peterson was at Rice University. I told you in the past, and he was so terrible. Everybody thought he was just an awful coach. You know, he's like Lou Holtz and everything, who shouldn't have been coaching, like that kind of deal.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Rick.
Okay, thank you for taking my call again. Bye.
No doubt. Oh, damn. I feel like I just got hung up on.
I think he got kind of caught off guard himself. He got a little flustered because he was reading off of something, and then his page wasn't flipping over properly.
Did he call me from a landline phone?
I think so. But the guy that he was referencing, Bill Peterson, he had like 4 winning seasons in his last 4 seasons coach, so I don't get that reference.
Was he Which Oilers was he telling me about? The football Oilers in Houston? What was he talking about?
He was talking about the Houston Oilers, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know what Oilers he was talking about.
I mean, he was a horrible NFL head coach, but I don't think Bill Peterson, like, I think people, I can't speak for everyone. I think some people were missing the point of your list because it's like the worst coaching performances, not necessarily record-wise, but like abhorrent behavior.
I got Tony La Russa
right
on the list. He's one of the best, most successful baseball managers ever.
Right, second most wins all time now.
Yeah, don't mean he had no crap. Yeah, this man he was falling asleep. Well, first of all, he didn't know some of the rules for the season. Like at one point during the year, he forgot the extra inning rule, and then he's falling asleep in a dugout like. I don't care how many wins he got. This was a crap year. You can't take that away from him. So we all have our bad years, our bad days, our bad moments, and that's what we talk about. I'm not looking at numbers or just strictly poor records. I'm thinking about poor performances overall, bad, terrible experiences. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side, and I'm going to try to figure out I already know what's going on with the Lakers, and maybe I'll have an update with LeBron and his leg. Unlikely. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to just thank you for all you do for the nation. I've been very analytical, and just looking at you, I can always say one thing. When you say, you know, I don't disagree with what you're saying, I think that's the biggest compliment that you give to people, and your marketing edge is that you're doing it on the radio, which is like the telephone versus, you know, being in front of the camera, and you know your stuff, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about coaches. Yeah, the bad ones. Coaches who have done a terrible job in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Why? Because right now in the world of sports, there's a lot of conversations around coaches. How about like Jacques Vaughn? God bless him. He won his first game tonight as they took the interim tag off of his title. He's now the official head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, and they beat the New York Knicks tonight. And then even before the game, Jacques Vaughn had a a funny comment to say. He knows that the Brooklyn Nets wanted Ime Udoka, but he's like, listen, ain't nothing wrong with second place. Ask my wife.
I guess I was the write-in candidate in the minds of elections right now, but I'm okay with that. I said to my wife, I might have not been her first choice, and we've been together 20 years, so, you know, it could all work out, so off we go.
Loser mentality. You're not supposed to admit that. Don't say that in public. At least he's confident in himself. I'm not going to run around and tell my wife, oh, I'm glad you chose me. I know you had other options. You don't say that. Terrible. Coaches. Jacques Vaughn, officially the head coach now of the Brooklyn Nets. Let's see how this goes whenever Kyrie comes back, if he does. Meanwhile, in the NFL, we still have Jim Irsay. He's defending his hiring of Jeff Saturday. Listen to this.
I've never hired a losing head coach. We're the fourth winningest team in the league. It's not about belief. It's about fact. What we've done, we're better than most all. It's that simple. Our record proves it over a period of time. So you don't have to believe much when it's there in black and white, you know. And the thing I'd say, you know, Al Davis has always been my biggest influencer in terms of football. I mean, Shula, Paul Brown, Tex Ram, yes, but Al was always number one. And if Al was here and you'd say, hey, Al, why do you think Jeff is going to be successful? He'd say three words. He's not scared.
He sounds like someone who... just sounds like someone who would be selling sausage on the side of the highway. Doesn't sound like an NFL owner. It just sounds odd. But what do I know? I sound odd. I'm here on the radio with you. Anyway, coaches, how about this as well? Aaron Rodgers is going to take on his former coach, Mike McCarthy. Yeah, the Green Bay Packers are going to be playing the Dallas Cowboys. And we know Mike McCarthy was with Aaron Rodgers for more than a decade. There was some love. There was some hate there. Ultimately, it ended in, I don't like you. And Mike McCarthy got the boot. But having said that, Aaron Rodgers, he sat down with Pat McAfee. And he's just like, yeah, I look forward to seeing a guy. I love him.
I'm going to give him a big old hug. I can tell you that much. I'm excited to see Mike. Shared some messages the past couple weeks, and I know it means a lot to him to come back. I really do hope the reception for him is as warm as it needs to be.
Well, you saying you're going to lead the way by giving him a big old hug? Oh, that's sweet. Aaron Rodgers has found something to be happy about, because most times he just looks like a miserable dude. $50 million would be miserable. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about some miserable coaching performances. Let's go ahead and go to San Diego. Let's talk to Brian. You're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brian?
Hey, JR. First off, on behalf of all of San Diego, I want to apologize for a caller a couple weeks ago that could not name your show.
That happened?
Brief.
Okay. I don't recall that, but okay.
I was offended. I was embarrassed for our city.
It's okay. I like San Diego, so we good.
So anyways, San Diego Chargers, when they were San Diego Chargers, had their offensive coordinator, Cam Cameron, went to Miami, right, and it was a disaster.
Wait. Didn't he have to take over after Saban quit?
I don't remember how it happened, but he won one game.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fast. I barely remember him as Dolphins coach. I remember it was a short tenure. That much I remember.
It was 1 year. He went 1-15.
Why are you beefing with him so much? Because he left San Diego? Like, what's the problem?
No, I'm just saying it was a disaster.
Okay. I mean, there's plenty of folks, they just have They got crap years. I think most people would probably have a crap year trying to clean up Saban's mess, right? You're kind of it's like David Culley. Like, you ain't doing nothing but holding down the fort until we find somebody else.
That's a tough place to be in, though.
Yeah, it is. I'm not disputing that. I appreciate you, Brian. Thank you, man.
Thanks.
No doubt about it. Okay. Hey, what do we got here? Joe is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, appreciate you, man.
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to talk to you about, like, the worst coaches for Buffalo ever since, I'd say Marv Levy, but even Wade Phillips after him had three winning seasons. So after Wade Phillips, right till now, McDermott. Every coach from then, like 16, 17 years, they just came to die here.
Oh, I would think right now that you would be happy with, like, what the squad is doing. No?
Oh, no, I am. Absolutely. I'm saying McDermott's doing a great job, but between Wade Phillips and McDermott, every coach in between, horrible.
Okay.
They didn't work here and they didn't work anywhere else.
Okay.
After.
All right, well, listen, Joe, if I was a Buffalo Bills fan, I wouldn't be thinking about all the crap that we've gone through. I'd be rejoicing in it right now.
I'm feeling good about it, but it makes me weary losing three or four Super Bowls in a row in the early 90s.
Well, what's that got to do with 2022?
We're looking pretty good right now, and, you know, I guess I'm a pessimist.
Yeah, don't do that, man.
I appreciate you.
So, listen, Joe, that doesn't have anything to do with 2022. That's like saying the Red Sox were never going to win a championship for 100 years. I mean, they actually won one, and then they bust out like three of them suckers in no time. So you never know, man.
Hey, you're absolutely right. I'm hoping for the best this year.
As you should. Thank you, Joe, for calling from Buffalo. Alan is calling from Maine. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a first-time caller. Thanks. I just wanted to
Hold on, Alan. You got me on speakerphone?
Yes, hold on.
No, that doesn't work on the radio, man.
That.
What are you doing?
Yeah. So I'm calling from Minette, Maine, actually. But I've never called the radio station before. But this topic really got my interest. We're seeing something very different up here in New England in the last couple of years, as you know. We're talking about a lack of a leader on this team. We know that Bill Belichick is a great defensive leader. I mean, going back to the Giants, it's pretty obvious. Even in Cleveland, he held his own as a defensive coordinator. But I think the buzz now is that Tom Brady may actually finish his career up here in New England. What are your thoughts on that?
What are my thoughts on what now?
The fact that Tom Brady may actually be coming back up here. Finish his career, whether it's year or the year after, he's on a $15 million contract.
My God.
And only $1.2 million of that was an actual salary. Well,
you know how miserable that sounds?
I don't think it sounds miserable at all. I mean, I think we have two very good backup quarterbacks up here.
Tom Brady's current scenario in Tampa sounds miserable. Tom Brady sounds miserable. He looks miserable. And yep. I think after 20 years with Bill Belichick, the last thing he would want to do is sound miserable.
Me explain what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so here we are up here in New England with Bill Belichick.
I heard of him.
One of the best coaches of all time, right?
Yeah, I heard of him, yeah.
Oh, okay, so why wouldn't you want to finish your career in one of the best franchises, you know, in the past 25
because,
years, I would say.
Alan, have you ever been married?
Oh, yes, I have.
wait, have been married isn't like past tense, right?
Right, exactly.
When you and your partner dissolved your relationship and you've had time apart, do you necessarily go, let me go back again?
No, but I mean, what's missing in New England here? I mean,
no, it's not about, bro, Alan. It's not about what's missing in New England. It's about going backwards. Let Tom Brady go forward. The next place that he needs to go is home, and that place looks done. No,
well,
home,
I,
as
I
in his.
I agree with you, except that boat has sailed. He had a chance to actually go to San Francisco.
No, you don't understand, Alan. Home. Take his ass onto a couch. Home. With a wife and kids that he divorced. Home. Not no
That's
damn
true.
Football team. You're missing the point.
That was a big choice he made, and I think
he
that,
did.
That
and
boat
now,
has sailed.
Now his ass is paying for it. It has sailed, but he still has a home. Alan, stop and listen to me for a minute. Listen to me very carefully. When I say home, I mean not football. I understand the man is divorced. He has many homes where he can park his ass and stay away from 300-pound defensive linemen. That's where Tom Brady. Stop. No, it is true. Thank you, Alan. Oh, my God. Alan, home. I had to hang up on Alan. Now I know why Alan's never called a radio show. Jeez. Home. Tom Brady don't need to play football after this. He's going to look real pathetic and sad if he decides to go back to New England. It would look pitiful to me. At that point, I'm going to really feel bad for him. Like, come on, bro, stop. Like, what are we dragging this out for? And so telling me that Tom Brady, he already, the ship has sailed for him to go home. No, it's not. The man could buy a house worth millions of dollars just by picking up the phone. Pick a house and go there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Somebody else who might be closer to home is LeBron James. The Lakers lost another game tonight. They're 2-9, and LeBron had to leave the game with like a sore left leg. What's that about? He getting old. I know he wants to play with his boy, but soon he might need to stay home. These guys can afford homes. Pick one and stay there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping the show real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This is always the fun part of the show when I have an opportunity to talk about another Los Angeles Lakers loss. And I don't care. I say fun, but it's like at least the Brooklyn Nets won a game. The Lakers are a disaster. They lose to the Clippers 114-101. LeBron James has 30 points. He exits the game at the end of the fourth. By the way, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. He limps off the court before the end of the game. And they're like, his left leg hurts. Well, LeBron James, he spoke, and he's like, listen, folks, I'm okay.
I've been fine. I've missed one game. I've been fine. I don't, guys, I like, I've sat out every game this season or something. I've missed one game, and to be completely honest, if it was a playoff game, I probably would have played, even though, you know, my foot was acting up.
You old, bro. Like, what you expect? You're old. People are going to start going, and you have missed games over the past few years just with varying muscle injuries because you might be older and in excellent shape for your age and you can still play at a high level. You just don't heal as fast. That's just factual. Ain't nobody thinking about, oh, you missing one game, but when you walking off and you limping, man, that's, I didn't see that when LeBron was 25 or 30. Darvin Ham was asked about LeBron after the game, and this is what he said.
What do you know about LeBron's injury at this point?
Yeah, he's experienced some leg discomfort, and we'll know more once he gets evaluated by our doctors.
And so, yeah, the report was leg soreness, but are you not wanting to get any specifics of
where? No, I don't want to jump ahead of the curve. Like, we got to let him see our medical staff first.
And do you know what type of evaluation that he's going to need to go through?
Not as of right now, no.
Rub some dirt on it. LeBron James got a lot of money. Rub some dirt on that leg and keep it moving, bro. Anyway, the Los Angeles Lakers are 2-9. And somehow, some way, the Utah Jazz, Lauri Markkanen is a new human being. The Jazz are 10-3. Let me say that again. The Utah Jazz have a record of 10-3. The Los Angeles Lakers have a record of 2-9. It's gonna be a long season. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some of your calls before we have to roll out. Dom is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Dom. Hey, go ahead, please.
Thanks for taking my call, bro. On the topic of the coaching, North Turner in San Diego and the Chargers were over here had all the best years of Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates. Had guys like Vincent Jackson, may he rest in peace. Had LT, you know, had so much talent. He had like 8 win seasons with those guys. Got bounced by the Jets 1 year. That was Nate Cady's fault, but he got bounced by the Jets 1 year. Made an AFC championship game and lost. You just can't, I don't know if you can say he was, you know, terrible, but just wasted a lot of good teams that he had at his disposal.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dom, for calling from San Diego. Let's go to Seattle and talk to Rick. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, so I wanted to share my take on, I guess, terrible coaching performance. I just feel like Mike Singletary, when he was the coach of the Niners, it seemed like he was just screaming at the players like every single game. And I don't know, man, that didn't sit too well with me. I mean, apart from the fact that the Niners just did bad that season.
Yeah, wasn't there also an instance where he dropped his pants?
Oh, shoot. I forgot about that, too.
Well, I mean, that's – hey, I didn't. Not that I go to sleep thinking about it, but I remembered it.
Oh, man. Anyways, thanks, guys. Having a great show. And, I just wanted to share that, man. I don't know. That was just a terrible year for the Niners overall.
All right. Well, thank you, Rick, for calling from Seattle. Yeah, Mike Singletary tried to make a point, so he pulled down his pants. He's just, I guess that's old school? I don't know. Cameron is calling from Iowa. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
All right, perfect. Yeah, no, in my opinion, maybe a little biased because I'm from Wisconsin originally, but when Jason Kidd coached for the Milwaukee Bucks, his – you know, off-court performance was atrocious. He drove Larry Sanders to essentially quit basketball and, you know, set our franchise back for years to come.
He had Giannis playing point guard. You don't want to thank him for that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even want to get started on that.
You don't? What do you mean you don't want to?
Giannis is not a point guard. I mean, he ruined his shooting percentage.
Oh, my God.
And he's having success in Dallas, and, you know, he said he learned from his things in Milwaukee, but when he was in Milwaukee, is absolutely egregious.
Okay. I do want to give him credit for allowing Giannis to bring the ball up court and initiate the offense. I want to give him credit for that at least.
Sure, I guess.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Cam, for calling. He's like, I don't like Jason Kidd. It doesn't matter. If I want to talk about the one Jason Kidd coaching nonsense that stood out to me is when he tried to get an additional timeout by spilling a drink.
Tyshawn Taylor.
Yeah. What did he tell him? He's bumped me.
Bumped him and said, call timeout. The water's Gatorade spilled.
He's like, bump me. Like, next time, just punch the ref. Arthur's calling from New Orleans. Go ahead, Arthur.
Can you hear me okay, buddy?
I can.
All right. I got two of them. Both going to have a little something to do with the Saints. First one, when Dictus came here, he had already climbed that mountain. He wasn't looking then.
Oh, you're talking about Mike dressed when Mike Dick was wearing a dress with Ricky Williams?
Yeah.
Okay. What else you got?
That's the best thing you remember of him about. Okay. Then the other one that I'm thinking about affects the Saints directly, and you mentioned him, Nick Saban.
Mm-hmm.
He had to do a terrible job at Miami, but it paid dividends for us here in New Orleans because he cut Drew Brees.
Yeah,
sure you know that, right?
Yep, yep. Well, he will claim that he had nothing to do with that. He will blame the doctors. So Nick Saban, to this day, he doesn't necessarily want to take full responsibility. There's a lot that he passed the buck on when it came to Drew Brees.
Yeah, well, we can just talk about that one. But
well, thank you, Arthur.
He's a great coach. He's a great coach. I don't know if he lives up to everything that goes on in his life.
Well, it's nice to know that they probably won't be in a playoff this year, so I'll enjoy that. Thank you, Arthur.
Well, thank you for taking my call, buddy.
Certainly. Rich is calling from Chicago. Go ahead, Rich, quickly.
I'll be quick.
Two things.
Your earlier caller took Ditka, so I won't get into him, but trading the entire draft for Ricky Williams wasn't a real smart move. But the guy who I think is in first place, maybe not with Urban Meyer, that's a great call on your part, but the Lions coach, Rod Marinelli, who went 0-16.
No wins, yeah.
Yeah, who was a D coordinator, and on top of going 0-16, his team was last in the league in defense. Now, how can that be?
Easy. You got crap players, Rich. I appreciate you, my man.
Say about.
No doubt.
That was kind of quick for Rich.
I was going to say, damn. Yeah. Wow. He was quick.
Rich is a good man.
Wow. Thank you, Rich. Now I could actually say a few things. Hey, thank you to everybody for hanging out with us tonight. I want to thank everybody here in Rochester. I'll be hanging out here for a little while longer. And I want to thank everybody at the University of Rochester, the Medical Center. I also want to thank everybody with the Golisano Foundation. We talked about them last night. And tomorrow I'm going to share with you some of the interviews and some of the amazing people that I met. We had a jam-packed show, and I didn't want to rush it. So I'm going to go ahead and share a lot of that information with you guys tomorrow. And maybe tomorrow I eat a garbage plate. Somebody called last night and said, hey, while you're in Rochester, eat a garbage plate. And I'm like, do I want to do that? And so a big thank you to my main man, Ben. A big thank you to my main man, Mike. Thank you to everybody here at 95.7 The Fan in Rochester. And thank you to everybody listening to me right now on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you miss me in the meantime, it's simple. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you also much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you for listening. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Why? Amy Lawrence. She's up next.
Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO. Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.